In this bulletin, both the federal government and the opposition denied disunity within their own ranks. Storms leave thousands without power in Queensland, and a controversial Islamic cleric sent to jail in Pakistan. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expressing support for his deputy Michael McCormack in the face of instability. Mr McCormack, the leader of the Nationals Party, survived an attempt on his leadership by former leader Barnaby Joyce last week, but that attempt hasn't ended matters. Queensland MP Lou O'Brien quit the party to sit on the crossbench this week, and Mr Joyce and fellow Rebel National MP Matt Canavan are warning more could join him. They say even the National Party could cease to exist altogether. But Mr Morrison says Mr McCormack has his full support to assist in important jobs ahead.
He has the full support of his colleagues. He has my full support as the Prime Minister, and we've got a lot of work to do. We've got dams to build, we've got roads to build, we've got economy and to continue to build in rural and regional Australia, which is going to bounce back.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says there's nothing unusual about a group of Labor Party MPs and senators who have been meeting to urge the party to give more support to coal workers. Around 20 MPs and senators, including nine front benchers, are part of a group called the Otis Group, named after the restaurant in Canberra at which they have been meeting. The meetings have been occurring without the knowledge of Mr Albanese, and an email has emerged in which one member of the group, front bencher Joel Fitzgibbon, expressed frustration with party processes. But Mr Albanese says people meet to discuss policy all the time in Canberra, and his party is not divided.
That's what happens in Canberra. People go out, people chat about ideas. There's nothing unusual about this. The Labor Party's united in our position that climate change is real, that we need to act on lowering our emissions. Good action on climate change means more jobs, lower emissions and lower energy prices.
Mr Albanese has stated there is no room for new coal-fired power stations in Australia. Almost 2,000 residents on the Sunshine Coast have been left without power after torrential rain and flash flooding. Sunshine Coast Airport received 140 millimetres of rain in just 3 hours. Queensland's Department of Transport and Main Roads has reported roads were flooded at locations including Nambour, Mount Coolum, Sippy Downs, Tewantin and Doonan. Moving overseas, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been forced to defend his government's procedures as it seeks the extradition of the wife of a US diplomat over the death of a British man. 19-year-old Harry Dunn was killed last year when his motorcycle collided with a car outside a British Air Force base in southern England that is used by the US military. Anna Sokoulis, the wife of the US diplomat, is thought to be at fault in the crash. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is claiming the government misled Mr Dunn's family by not disclosing that Ms Sokoulis was an alleged officer of the US Central Intelligence Agency. He's calling for Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to be demoted. But Mr Johnson says his government will continue to seek the extradition of Ms Sokoulis over Mr Dunn's death.
Mr Speaker, the Right Honourable Gentleman knows very well that the Foreign Office have been told that Anne Sokoulis was notified to the UK government as a spouse with no official role. And we will continue without fear or favour to seek justice for Harry Dunn and for his family. And we will continue to seek the extradition of Anne Sokoulis from the United States.
A radical Islamic cleric has been sentenced to 5 years in jail by a Pakistan court on charges of financing terrorism. Hafiz Saeed is wanted by both the United States and India over his alleged role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, which killed 166 people. He's been sent to jail in Pakistan on charges that his charity organisations are fronts for funding Lashkar-e-Taiba, the militant group he founded. India says the group was responsible for the Mumbai attacks. His lawyer, Muhammad Imran Gill, says Hafiz Saeed is innocent and his conviction is inspired by the Financial Action Task Force, an international group that fights money laundering.
There was no evidence which proves that properties of Saeed's organisation are illegal, or we are involved in illegal activity. Since this organisation prescribed, we have no connection with them. This all happened due to the pressure of the Financial Action Task Force.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, a top of 35. Much the same for Adelaide, 30. It's humid in Melbourne, a top of 30 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. Showers in Canberra, 25. Much the same for Wollongong, 24. Showers for Sydney, 26. Much the same for Newcastle, 27. Showers continue in Brisbane, 28. It's hot and sunny in Cairns, a top of 37. Showers and storms in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.